This week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. After a struggle in the home opener, the Jaguars are headed to their home away from home. We get in the film room with the head coach for a look at the Baltimore Ravens. Plus, the Jags take time out for hurricane relief. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
We're going to have another opportunity to prove that we're a good football team, period. That's it. And it's an opportunity. And it's an opportunity if you don't take advantage of. I guarantee you, the guy across from you will.
The Jaguars head coach moving on from a week two loss to a division rival. And welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. The Jags had that tough loss in the home opener last week. But on the bright side, they're 1-1. They're tied for first place, and they're heading to a familiar sight this week in London at Wembley Stadium. Let's take a look at the week around the Jaguars. Penalties and turnovers forced the Jags away from the run game in the week two loss to the Tennessee Titans.
We can't afford to do that, so, you know, address that, you know, with the team. And, you know, the missed opportunities you can't have. And we've got to be able to take advantage of it. We got to, you know, we know the games are going to be close. They're going to be, you know, grinded out. And we just got to accept that as a team.
Still tied for first place in the division, the Jags head across to their home away from home.
We're accustomed to making this trip, doing it several years in a row. So we should know what to expect and the different challenges of traveling to a place like London, but it's something that we should become accustomed to.
Heading into year five in London, the Jacksonville side have won the last two fixtures at Wembley Stadium.
As far as me, you know, I always have positive vibes every time I step out there on that field, you know, so, you know, it doesn't mean anything different to me, you know, going over to London. I just treat it as if another opportunity to showcase what I'm capable of.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osher. We'll get to that game at Wembley coming up. But first, we found out last week, guys, what happens when this team can't run the football? At least we have an idea. They got to figure something out on that side.
Well, it's got to be able to run, and it's got to be able to open some stuff up to be able to run. I don't know if that means scheming on first down to get things outside the box. I don't know if it means throwing deep, try to get safeties out. Leonard Fournette, I think, is going to be a great running back in this league. I think he's already very close to it. But at some point, you have to be able to give him holes to run. It can't all be the offensive line. I'm curious this week to see what they try to do against the Ravens defense, which is very good.
I'm not an offensive coordinator, but I'll give you my idea. I would take the ball and I would put it in the middle of the field and I would try to get my tight ends involved. I know Mercedes dropped two last week. I like O'Shaughnessy, his size, his athleticism. I'd like to loosen things up in the middle of the field and just make the safeties back up a little bit, the linebackers a little bit, so there's more room to run. Because if you notice, everybody crashes the box when Fournette is in there. You could have Earl Campbell, and he would struggle to run against that at times. And I know Fournette has not always struggled to run. Last week it was a bit more of a fight. Hey, look, this is make Blake. Every defense you see is going to make Blake Bortles beat them. Okay, well, let's go do it then.
I want to see a little trickery, a little reversal.
Yeah, first down, first
corner, right. A little pizzazz, right? A little pizzazz.
Open them up. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
A little pizzazz. How about a tight end screen?
That'd work.
Titans used to run that with Frank Wycheck.
Kidding aside, you've got to do something to get the bunch out of it.
No doubt about that. Flipping it over now, the defense had a lot of short fields to defend last week and kind of just ran out of gas towards the end of the ball game. It's a different kind of feel. The Ravens offensive line, we'll get in the game coming up. They have some holes up front. This defense has a chance.
Look, the right side of their line has been there no longer than August 4th. Okay, they've had to replace some starters up there. This, to me, looks like a place that the Jaguars defensive line can exploit, much like they did against the Texans. I think they've got the ability to control the line of scrimmage. Does that mean turnovers? You hope it does. Yeah. Does that mean field position? Absolutely, it should. That's an area the Jaguars should be able to win. This Ravens line is not the same line we've seen the last 2 years.
A couple things I think this team can count on. If it wins the turnover battle, I think it wins games. But if it's playing an offensive line that it can dominate, that it has the matchup advantage on, I think this team has a chance to win all those games. So I think for that reason, there's a good chance they win because I think they can dominate this line.
Here's the hard part, though. The Ravens have 10 takeaways. 10. Yeah. 5 in each of their first two games. That's phenomenal.
That's very good. The Jags had 10 penalties for 99 yards last week. Avoid that if you can at Wembley. There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marone for a look at the takeaway happy Ravens defense. Plus, we hop in the car for a ride with defensive tackle Malik Jackson in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. And this week we're asking the guys, Batman or Superman?
I'll go Superman. Superman is invincible. I feel like he can't be stopped or beaten. I feel like Batman, he still has weaknesses. And it's only one weakness that Superman has.
Batman, I mean, he had to work for it. He didn't have any of those natural abilities. You know, he had to build the suit, build all that stuff. So, yeah, I gotta say Batman.
Batman, just because I like his outfit and his car.
Superman, just because he's naturally ability, and you know, Batman just is like a thug. You know, just use weapons to try to hurt people.
When you getting beat, would you rather just and fly off, or you have to pick up a gun and shoot yourself?
I understand.
He's so powerful, and he can virtually do whatever he wants.
Superman is really unstoppable, and everybody loves him.
It's a thing! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Batman, you know, what makes him a great superhero is because he's just prepared.
Don't have superpowers, but he's smart. He focuses on everything. He trains hard, so he knows what he gotta do so he don't die.
No, Robin. No. It's not for mortals like us to tamper with the laws of nature.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
Remember the up downs, dog. Remember the running out to practice, man.
Let's go now.
Come on. Come on, man.
Right tackle Jeremy Parnell trying to get the troops rallied on the sideline. Check out Jags Wired in Jacksonville on Fox 30 Tuesday nights. If you're not in Jacksonville, check it out on Jaguars.com. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. The Jags get the Ravens at Wembley Stadium this week. It's the Ravens' first trip to London, and it's starting to look like the Ravens' defense of old. Jeff Lagerman is in the film room with head coach Doug Marone, and their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, this week, the Baltimore Ravens, their calling card for years has been their defense, and it continues to be so this year.
I agree. I mean, even from, you know, from 2000 on, you know, the type of style of football that they play, you know, good defense, big physical players. I mean, I think, you know, in this league, when you're going to go play them, no matter, you know, what team you are, you know you're in for a physical challenge.
I think the impressive thing has been it didn't matter who's been the defensive coordinator over the years. Now it's Dean Pease. But Hulk, Rex Ryan, Marvin Lewis, I mean, going all the way back, they've had a lot of different coordinators, but the results seem to be the same.
They do seem to be the same, and it's a credit to, you know, Ozzie Newsome and the scouting staff there. You know, they know exactly what they're looking for on defense, and I always think of it from when Marvin was actually there, you know, and watching the defense grow. But there's still a lot of the same principles involved in that defense from the beginning when Marvin was there. Big, strong, up front, very athletic. A lot of press, hands are on the football quite a bit, cause a lot of turnovers, which we've seen obviously in these first two games. So this is the type of style that they've been successful with.
Well, turnovers, 10-0 to be exact in the first two games. And you talk about big and physical. Let's start with T. Sizzle or Terrell Suggs. And he, 15 years in the league, how does he continue to do this?
I say the same thing. I mean, you know, I'm the first one. And, you know, you would think he's slowing down, but he's not. And he has a great knack. He has long arms. He does an outstanding job of power, you know, and speed, and then actually, you know, always getting that ball and getting it knocked out.
I think the impressive thing to me is that this is 15 years, and he hasn't been completely healthy. He's had some major surgery, including Achilles, and he's made it back every year.
He has. I mean, it's a credit to probably what he does in the offseason and how he prepares and trains himself. And again, he's very unpredictable. I mean, he can go outside, he can go inside, and still contain. You know, runs after the ball, gets a lot of hands up, you know, if, like here, you can see him, you know, if he gets stopped, he's going to get his hands up and try to get in the throwing lane. They all do a good job of that. They're coached very well.
And that guy right there ain't too bad either, Eric Wood, 11th year. He's an interception machine.
Interception machine, smart football player, very instinctive, always around the football. If he's in the box, he's going to make the tackle. Just a solid player.
Thanks, Doug.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. It's time to strap in and hang on. We get in the car with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Here's Jackson 5.
Welcome back to Jackson 5. Today we have a wonderful guest, Brandon Linder, right to my left. Great guy. Say hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Today we're not in the car because we had to be very accommodating and come watch Linder get a massage. And so now we're here. But now that we got you here, Linder, first of all, you know, you had a great preseason. We all know that you're from Florida. How does it feel playing high school all the way up to NFL in Florida?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm from Fort Lauderdale. I played at St. Thomas Aquinas. Went to college at Miami and then ended up getting drafted to Jacksonville. And I couldn't be any happier about staying in Florida. I mean, I'm a big Florida fan. It's where I'm born and raised, and that's where I want to stay.
That's dope, man. I wish I could not wish, but it's cool. You know, you stay in your home state, you know, being from Cali. Well, you know, we know that you're a homegrown guy, and, you know, you've also done some great things on the field. You have a great new deal. First, we want to say, what was the first thing you bought when you got your new deal?
Well, actually, I wasn't able to buy anything because everything happened the night before camp. So, I mean, it was literally sign the contract, then go straight to the hotel, and then it was the whole month of August every day. So, haven't gotten anything yet, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that sucks. I know when I got my deal, not as much as Brandon, but, well, you know, I went out and party, had a great time, really enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun. But, you know, driving, you know, you had that pretty green truck outside. I think it's lifted like 20 inches. Was that your dream car, or is that something you just like, I really like that, I'm going to get that?
No, that was actually my dream truck. You know, that's what I wanted to do, and I took some time to really think out, you know, how I wanted to customize it, and, you know, it fits my lifestyle, what I like to do, you know, hunting and fishing.
Oh, that leads us, great segue. That leads us to our next question. We prepared for this, if you can't tell. Hunting or fishing? Being from Florida, would you rather hunt or fish?
Man, I mean, and I get this question all the time, and it's tough, but I think I'd rather fish. I'd rather be in the Bahamas somewhere, and I'd rather be fishing, do a little diving, and just chilling.
Man, that's awesome, man. All right, now we got to go to a bonus round. Now, you know we're going to England. I think it was, your fifth time now?
Fourth
time. So we want to see if you know some terms.
Okay.
You fans, play along, too. Eating irons.
Eating irons? I mean, maybe they're deficient in iron, so they're taking iron pills.
Utensils. That's what that means. Eating with forks, spoons, and knives. Okay. I'm sorry. Honk. You're honking.
You're honking?
Honk, like H-O-N-K.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Make sure you hold his hair back while he's honking.
What's the origin of the word? throwing up?
There you go. Vomiting. You're right. Okay, last one. you have to take the coach.
I gotta take the shuttle, the ferry, the thing with the stagecoach.
The coach is the word buses. Buses.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you for hanging out with us today, Linder.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, a little London flavor on Game Day Grub. And we'll find out how the Jags continue to help hurricane relief.
It's a game of field position, one play at a time. One play at a time, baby, one play at a time. We're first down. We're first down.
calais Campbell mic'd up last week against the Titans. A tough day for the Jags defense. They're looking to bounce back this week in London. Check out Mic'd Up each week on Jaguars.com. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. It's time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Baselli and Chef Tony, they have a London classic.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here in a Dreamfinders Home model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And I'm here with Chef Tony from Publix, and we're cooking up some fish and chips.
Yeah, First Coast fish and chips, Angie.
Even better.
There is a tremendous fishing scene here in Jacksonville, whether it be on the river, up the little creeks, out in the ocean.
My backyard.
You live near one of those things?
Yes.
I'm like, well, I live near a creek, but, you know, right to the river. Crazy things happen there.
You don't want to eat that.
No, not right now. Anyway, but I thought, man, First Coast fish and chips, when we make these trips to London, we want to have something, and that's a little piece of them, but really a piece of us. Today, we're going to cook flounder, which is one of the prevalent fishes that is found off our coast. Pompano's another one. We can do bass, a lot of different things, snapper. But let's do this. We're going to start by making a beer batter. So in here, I have all-purpose flour and rice flour. We don't want to go all-purpose.
Perfect.
Because we want
lighter
thing. So you start whisking that for me.
All right.
I'm going to pour in one of our local beers as well. This is what really makes it
Come
one
on,
of us
First
as well,
Coast.
Right?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, yes. Just keep. Oh, yeah, we're pouring it in. Oh, a little bit more.
We're cooking.
Ooh, with beer. Yeah, huh?
All right, first coat.
Now I'm going to put a little bit of that London Flair right in there. A little bit of malt vinegar in there, too. All right.
So where do you find malt vinegar?
In the
Coors
store.
Publix.
Right,
yes.
There you go. Okay. Right there, it's on the vinegar aisle. It's up towards the top. So,
all right.
So we want to make this to the thickness that we're looking for. There we go. And the carbonation in the beer is going to help lighten this up as well, because as the carbonation reacts with the oil, it's going to be
now,
boom.
Is this sort of authentic? Is this like how somebody in London would do this?
Yeah,
is this
sure. Truly London, first Jacksonville, Florida.
But is this normal to add beer to?
Yeah, they would add Guinness or something along those lines. So we would whisk this up till it got to the thickness that we wanted. We would take our fish.
And I know you would do it without getting it clumpy.
No, I wouldn't. I'd do it just like you do it, because that's how it's done.
All right,
we dip that in.
All right.
We would go back to our fire, which we have a pot over our flame, and that natural gas flame, right? We want to hold that at the temperature. The response time on this, when we drop stuff in, helps the oil come back to temperature, being over that natural gas, right?
Awesome.
If we're over something else, it's going to dip, and then we have to wait for recovery time. But we're going to drop these in. We're going to drop some chips in as well, like some red potatoes that are locally grown, and we'll have our First Coast fish and chips.
For the fish and chips recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. Folks in our community are still feeling the effects of Hurricane Irma. Some have lost everything, and the relief effort continues. Ashlyn Sullivan has more in this Baptist Health feature.
An estimated 281,000 individuals in Northeast Florida struggle to put food on the table each night. And with the recent impacts Hurricane Irma had on the Jacksonville area, Jaguars Sheldon Day and Matt Overton decided to take hunger relief efforts into their own hands, spending their day off at Feeding Northeast Florida, packing boxes full of food that will be sent to families in need.
It's just an opportunity for me to get back to the Jacksonville community, just trying to make their jobs as easy as possible to kind of sort through food and just work things out.
Feeding Northeast Florida's president and CEO, Luke Leo, says Hurricane Irma has given them even more reason to lend a helping hand.
It's without question increased because of the storm. There's a lot more people that are in need. Hunger is a significant issue in our community. These are working families and they need our help.
Feeding Northeast Florida will directly impact some of the families that may not be able to put dinner on the table tonight. Defensive tackle Sheldon Day says he chose hunger awareness. This is My Cause, My Cleats NFL initiative, because he thinks it's something America needs to be paying more attention to.
I have a big passion for hunger awareness because so many people are not being able to be fed every day, and I just feel like I'm in a blessed position to where I don't have to worry about that. So anytime I can give back, I definitely hop on the opportunity.
Feeding Northeast Florida serves 8 counties and delivers over 12.5 million meals a year. But for now, the Jaguars are working to fix hunger awareness one box at a time. For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Up next, London Calling. The Jags host the Ravens at Wembley Stadium. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
Goes to the near side. That is complete. Allen. Hurd. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Allen Hurns weaved his way through the Colts in the fourth quarter last year and secured another Wembley win for the Jags. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. John, looks like you're ready for the trip already.
I'm always ready for the UK, baby.
No doubt. Where did you get that?
Well, I've had about 3 years. A Jaguars fan from the UK, Joe Vincent, I believe his name is, brought it to me. I got an email a couple weeks ago saying, hey, Ozone, if JP and Brian want Bobby hats, let me know. Maybe I can set him up. So,
yes. Okay. All right. I want
Count
one.
Me in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can do.
I like that.
Now he probably won't come through.
That's on television to see. Well, Allen Hurns is kind of Mr. London. He has game winners the last couple of years in the fourth quarter of games there against the Bills and against the Colts last year. This team is starting to kind of figure out what this game is, what the logistics are for this game, which is a good thing.
Well, I think it's got it figured out. It's been, I believe, the last 2 years, same schedule, Thursday over practice, treating it as much like a regular season domestic game as you possibly can. And I think that's the thing. It feels like a regular game now, but more importantly, Brian, it has felt more and more like a Jaguars home game in the stands the last 2 years. Maybe it's because they've had big leads, but it's been there.
And wins, and you know, a nod to the marketing folks over there who have done a tremendous job of building the fan base. That Union Jacks group has grown to you know, nearly one for every seat at Wembley Stadium, and they're doing stuff with the Sevens Cup and with the Jag Tag. I mean, stuff that Jaguars fans in Jacksonville might not have any idea about, but it's growing the fan base there, which was what Shad Khan's ultimate goal was. He was much more patient than everyone else. He's now starting to see some return on his investment.
Shad didn't have a body yet.
I bet if he wanted one, he could have one.
I think you'd have one.
Yeah. Probably have one. That's probably like platinum or something.
Fair enough.
There you have it. So the Jaguars get the Baltimore Ravens in week three at Wembley Stadium in London. It's a 9:30 a.m. Eastern time kickoff, 2:30 in London. And we'll talk to you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.